This is Empire episode 59 Pacific, where Mujahos can read about Calavera, and thanks for joining me today. Yeah, welcome guys to SignPod. Today we're reviewing the movie Pacific Rim. You know, this is a movie directed by Guillermo del Toro, and it was released on, I think, 12 July 2013. It's one of the, you know, biggest movies, blockbuster movies of this summer, you know. It's, you know, it's right now, it's one of the top grossing movies, and it's pretty awesome. You know, this movie reminds me a lot about Godzilla. You know, it's an awesome movie with lots of action, and I mean, the storyline wasn't terribly important, but you know, it was needed. So I'll go ahead and start. As a war between humankind and monstrous sea creatures wages on, a former pilot and a trainee are paired up to drive a seemingly obsolete special weapon in a desperate effort to save the world from the apocalypse. As I said, it's directed by Guillermo del Toro. The writers are Travis Beachcamp and Guillermo del Toro. Yeah. So, you know, I've heard Guillermo del Toro's been doing, you know, a lot of good stuff. I mean, he did Hellboy 1 and 2. He did Pan's Labyrinth. And he's also, he was also in the production of, The Hobbit, you know. And I didn't even know that because, right, you know, when, I just didn't know. So, it seems he's directed some of, these good movies, and now he's come up with something new to do, you know. And when I first saw the trailer, I think it was in 2012, I think it was in maybe December, or maybe it was earlier this year, maybe during February when I saw the trailer. And you know, I thought it was awesome because just the way it looked, and I really wanted to get in on that, you know, and go see where this movie would go. I mean, right now it's it's an 8.0 rating here on IMDb. So yeah, this movie stars Charlie Hunnam as Riley Beckett, and it stars Diego Platnoff as Yancey Beckett, Idris Elba as Stacker Pentecost, and Rinko Kikuchi as Mako Mori, Charlie Day as Dr. Newton Gessler, and Bern Gorman as Gottlieb or something. I don't know what his name is. It's a pretty weird name. One thing that surprised me was the performance of Charlie Day, because it completely sucked. I mean, you know, it wasn't that I was expecting anything spectacular, but at one point in the movie, he just shrugs his shoulders, and I mean, maybe he didn't have any dialogue to go along with, you know, what was going on, but come on, improvise, man. Right now, this movie is just been going up and down, you know. No one is, I mean, people say as the only thing going for it are nice graphics, and I mean, that's all, you know, because the storyline isn't too special. The storyline is nothing special, and as I said, the only thing significant about it is, you know, the it's, I mean, just the way, you know, it's going, because it's just that it has a nice it has nice graphics, and that's basically all it's got, you know, because I mean the nice graphics. And one thing that kept going on during now this movie was whenever they'd go out to go fight the monsters, you know, they'd get in the Jaegers and they would go, and then the haiku, whatever, the monsters, you know, in the movie would just, it would be raining, you know, and I don't even know, because I mean, how is it that every time they'd go out to go and fight, you know, these monsters, and it would be raining, you know, kaiju. Whenever they went out to fight the kaiju, you know, it would be raining, and I was like, why? Why does it need to rain when these guys are going out in Jaegers to go out and fight these kaiju? And I mean, it didn't need to rain every time, but there are some pretty awesome, you know, shots in this movie, and action sequences that just outstand me and stand out generally. To me, the movie was a little exaggerated, and it didn't need to take a serious tone at most.
They counted on the humans to hide, to fail. They never considered we would rise to the challenge.
Times, you know, Idris Alba's performance was awesome. I mean, he's one of the characters I connected with, other than the Kikuchi Makomori girl that, you know, and yeah. It's a really beautiful movie. It's shot nicely, and you know, as I said before, the action sequences that go along with it are really nice. I wasn't really a big fan of Guillermo del Toro, and now that I'm seeing some of his movies, I don't really mind, you know, because this shows you that, like, he's such a visionary director, you know. I didn't even know he directed Pan's Labyrinth.
This is mainly about a story about how Charlie Hunnam and he goes around, and he and his brother mind meld, you know, perfectly, until his brother dies and now he's left alone. He goes to Hong Kong or something, where they're building a wall, and you know, he's building a wall, and Idris Elba comes in and says, you know, you look kind of dirty, we're gonna take you and, you know, bring you back to the Jaeger program, so you can, you know, get in suits and go and fight monsters. It turns out he and Makomori, played by Rinko Kikuchi, can mind meld perfectly. And so they get back together and, they go out and fight these monsters. And eventually, they go to the source of the portal, the rim, and they blow it up because that's what, permits all these monsters through. I would rate this movie a C plus because, I mean, all they had going for it were mainly the visuals, and I mean, not that I didn't like the visuals, but they were awesome. I liked them. I thought they were really spectacular, and I mean, but there were times when I couldn't see, clearly see what was going on. It was like that scene in Transformers 1 when the car is about to fall over the bridge, and Optimus is fighting these roadblock or whoever, and it just didn't quite seem right, So thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Let's go fishing.
The two pilots engaged in neural bridge. Ready to activate the Jaeger. 3, 2, 1.
Monsters that are at our door!